Well, we've been putting some work in, and they're an excellent defense. So really got our work cut out for us this week. It's a very different scheme than we played, and they have some very talented players. They rush the passer, and they got a bunch of interceptions, and Sean Taylor's probably one of the best safeties we played all year. So they really challenge you in all phases because they're pretty good against the run as well. Mm-hmm. So should be a fun week for us. We got to work hard to get to know these guys, team we haven't played in a while, and try to put our best out there.
Tom, this is a question from down in Washington. Jason Campbell's making his 14th career start. Just sort of curious, when did things start to slow down for you when you think back to where you were at your 14th career start, and when did you get to the point where the game was slowing down a little bit?
Man, what start are we on now? 110, 120, something like that. It still hasn't slowed down that much as long as you it all comes back to preparation. So the more prepared you are, I think the more it does slow down just because I think you can anticipate more. But I guess my 14th start, that was a hell of a long time ago. But you learn with each experience and with each game, and you try to not make too many of the same mistakes over and over again.
Tom, Coach Gibbs said that his team will be the biggest underdog in sports history. Can the praise get any better for you guys?
I think he's blowing smoke. I promise you he's not telling his team that. So I'm sure it sounds a lot like something Coach Belichick would say. So he's trying to butter us up, you know. And it doesn't work for us. I think we know what we're getting ourselves into. So we're playing one of the best defenses in the league. And they've been in every game this year. They're 4-2, could easily be 6-0. And they really brought it to a bunch of teams who didn't understand that scheme so much. So we've got to, like I said, we need 3 great days of practice. And we got a lot of improvement we need to make to be ready for these guys in all 3 phases of the game.
Ty, when you go up against a secondary like that, that talented, that deep, how does your approach change?
Yeah, you got to be careful with these guys. I mean, every time the ball's thrown up in the air to Sean Taylor, he makes the interception. And Laron Landry's an excellent player as a first-year player, as a rookie. Some very talented cornerbacks, Sean Springs and Fred Smoot, Carlos Rogers. Those guys can all make plays on the ball. They're all looking to intercept the ball. London Fletcher's got 4 picks. I mean, it's a really impressive group of linebackers with speed. They're very fast. They break well on the football. As you see a ball caught and there's 4 guys right there ready to hit the guy with the ball. So you can tell they're very well coached. It's what you get when you have one of the best, Hall of Fame coach like Coach Gibbs is. So, like I said, I think it's really a different type of scheme than we played and has some very unique challenges. And we've got to be prepared for those.
I know you don't play them all that much. It's hard to believe you haven't beaten this team in over 30 years.
Is that right?
35 years.
Wow, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. How fighting history, too.
Yeah, you are.
God.
You weren't
No.
How about for you personally, Tom? I mean, you've beaten every team as a starter other than the Redskins, I think, from one regular season game. Does that mean anything to you at all?
Well, it's an important game in our season, and it's an important step of trying to improve as a football team. So I'm not, personally or anything, I don't look at it like that. I think this team has challenges each and every week. And Coach told us this morning, it's not even November yet. I mean, we're still in October. That tells you how far we need to go and how much improvement we need to make. And it would be great to put our best out there against Washington this week.
Tom, game one of the World Series tonight. Went to Sox?
I could. I don't even want to. Yeah, I'll be in bed by about 9 o'clock, so y'all can tell me how they did tomorrow.
Tom, you anticipate a lot of pressure from this game. They don't seem to have a lot of sacks.
They don't have a lot of sacks? No, they get after the quarterback, though. It's probably one of the best pass rushers we've faced all year. So they got guys up and down the D-line that can rush the passer, that can disrupt things in the passing game, throw off the timing, and it's a very challenging pass rush.
Another measure just to see how good this offense is, given how physical their secondary is.
Yeah, physical secondary. I think that, like I said, they challenge you in all in all groups, and their linebackers are very fast and aggressive. Their secondary is a bunch of ball hawks that are playmakers that intercept the ball, challenge receivers. The D-line is very athletic. There's a lot of movement to their defensive line. So it's not like they have a whole lot of weak points. So we got to be very disciplined when we play them, and we got to make sure that we're all doing the right thing. We're all on the same page. Our communication's good, and hopefully we'll be able to, you know, go out there and play well.
The fans are looking ahead. I'm guessing that's the last thing you guys are doing.
Yeah, I'm sure that's, you know, it's our long-term goals are this afternoon's practice. So we got to have a great day and get off to a great start against this team.
A lot of attention goes to the high touchdown totals you guys have. How much pride do you think you put in the low turnover numbers and low interception totals?
Yeah, that's important. That's important. I think it's a little discouraging the last few weeks. We've, you know, the other teams have scored, and when our offense had the ball, that's something we hate to do and put our defense in that kind of position. And those things are tough to overcome. So I think that's definitely a point of emphasis. We got to be better taking care of the football. And, you know, you can't turn it over, especially against a team like this, because when they turn it over, usually they score right off those turnovers.
When you win the Player of the Week award, do you get anything, or is it just a pat in the back?
Pat in the back. We used to get these cool things. They don't give them out anymore, though. They used to have a nice little poster, and yeah, stop giving those things away.